Aaron Gordon spent the last 5 years designing and fine-tuning his very own dice game. Unbeknownst to his friends and family, they were part of that experiment too.
So every once in a while or at family gatherings or whatever, I would just kind of nonchalantly set this on the table, like with the other games, and people would pick it up and read, there's rules on the back, and they'd go through it, and I would just kind of sit in the corner taking notes, and they'd like be reading it and not understand a rule, and I'd be like, okay, that needs more clarification.
Gordon lives in Soldotna and created the fantasy dice game Battle Dice. It's now available online and on shelves around town.
So the first production, I had 37,000 dice made, so I had to like find a room in the house to keep everything, because at that point I was invested.
Gordon works at Kalifornsky Beach Elementary School and is a producer with Final Spark, a Kenai Peninsula film production company. He also really likes games. Several years ago, he was finishing up a math lesson with a student when they had a couple minutes to kill. They picked up a pair of dice. Whoever rolled a higher number won that round.
So we did that for a whole couple minutes, and I was getting pretty bored of it. So this kid liked fantasy type stuff, and so I went with, okay, well, let's pretend instead of just rolling a six, a six is a fireball.
And that got the gears turning in Gordon's head. He found a wooden cube and drew pictures on the side to correspond with different fantasy symbols and characters, and came up with a prototype.
So after I had this for a little while, I decided to look up what it would take to do it for real, because these look like garbage.
He finalized his design and ordered those 37,000 dice from a manufacturing company in China. They come in compact boxes with a beautiful illustration on the front. It's a rendering of the world the game's characters inhabit. And of course, the games come with sets of instructions. Each player starts with a 10-sided die.
Let's just roll it to see who goes first.
Okay. 2.
7.
Alrighty.
So I'm going to go first. I have the 30 heroes.
We then pick our teams of dice. There are pictures on each representing different combinations of points.
The primary offense, defense, and utility abilities.
We roll the dice in combinations, knocking points off the other players and adding to our own. It's a lot of rolling the dice, but it's not just about luck. Gordon says it's been fun to watch his friends figure out strategies as they play. And it doesn't take that long to learn.
It's a game that we play while we're waiting for everyone to show up for a real game. If we're going to play like a big board game that takes setup and everything, and we have half a dozen people coming, the first person that gets here will do a little duel and we'll battle each other, and then somebody else shows up and we can just add them in and play again, and it goes pretty quick.
In a nod to the game's origins, Gordon gave a copy to one of the classes at his school. He says they're playtesting it now. Battle Dice has been on the market for 2 weeks. Gordon says Beemans has sold out twice already. You can also find the game and a video on how to play at finalspark.org.